So in today's readings, we see Jacob on his way to attempt reconciliation with his brother. In tomorrow's first reading, the brothers of Joseph discover that they are paying a price for what they did to their brother. Today we see Jesus sees people as harassed and anxious, like sheep without a shepherd. Tomorrow, Jesus will declare himself sent to the lost sheep of Israel as the good shepherd. And these things should not seem distant from us. They are a matter of faith that God's great plan of salvation continues to unfold in our lives today. We remain in need of reconciliation with our brothers and sisters and of demonstrating the love of the good shepherd, Christ himself. So Jacob is on his way back home after a long exile from his immediate family, especially his brother Esau, whom he cheated out of his birthright and his father Isaac's blessing. He doesn't know if his brother will welcome him or kill him, but he has to find out. So there are some things to note in this remarkable passage. Jacob is alone, having sent his family and his possessions ahead of him. And so we might see in this that only in solitude can there be a true encounter with God. Jacob has intentionally or not set himself apart to make himself available, like Jesus going off by himself to pray. So for us, this is still true, and we need to ask ourselves whether we are making enough time and space for God to enter in. So into this solitude comes a man who wrestles with Jacob. With my four brothers, there was always a question of who started the fight. But here we don't know who started it, but it becomes obvious later that the man is somehow God himself in some form, whether an angel or we don't really know. But it's clearly identified later that Jacob recognizes that that this was God who appeared to him. Jacob was alone so that he could wrestle spiritually with God over what he had done to his brother. Reminiscent of when he asked his father for a blessing that wasn't his, now he is willing to struggle for it honestly, perhaps for the first time as himself before God. He is like the psalmist after him who prays, "If you test me, you will find no wickedness in me." So this wrestling is for his own purity of heart. But the blessing won't be just for him, will it? The angel changes Jacob's name to Israel, which means one who wrestles with God. So on the one hand, this this image and this name change will define how God's people, Jews and Christians, throughout history will rebel against God's justice. But this passage also lifts up the spiritual struggle as being at the heart of the relationship that God has with his people. Children do wrestle with their parents. In a relationship of love, this is healthy. Jacob's uncle, Ishmael, who became the ancestor of Islam, Islam means the one who submits to God. So Allah is a master, not a father. But God is okay with Jacob wrestling. In Judaism and Christianity, we see ourselves as having the dignity of sons and daughters. We are in the imago Dei, the image of God. You have to be sons and daughters to have that image. The Pharisees who constantly challenge Jesus are not coming from a place of wrestling for the truth about God's true image. They wrestle against the truth, Jesus himself. Blind to the truth about God and about their responsibility to love and shepherd the people, they come up with the most ridiculous analysis of Jesus' obvious power over the forces of nature and illness and even the demons. The crowds express great enthusiasm over Christ's kingdom. "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel," they say. The Pharisees do not merely disagree with Jesus' teaching. They come up with this argument that Jesus is using the power of Satan, Later, Jesus will point out the silliness of their argument. Then he will identify for his disciples the need for leaders who are willing to fight for truth instead of submitting to lies. So Jacob struggled with God to receive an honest blessing. And in the process, he was left with a physical infirmity, this hip dislocation, to remind him of that blessing. And we know that Jesus fought the demon, and he conquered it. His willingness to struggle for all of humanity left him with the wounds which we venerate, especially on Good Friday, because they are constant reminders of our reconciliation with God and with our brothers and sisters. In Christianity, we do not submit to God as slaves. We wrestle, then submit as children deeply loved. We are always in a struggle these days to try to understand the gospel in terms of what has happened. Whatever injustice has been done to First Nations children in the residential schools is a great tragedy. Hopefully, we will find out more details so that we can know what is true and what is not. However, we do know that there are no names on their graves. For the sake of their families, those names must be known, even as they are known, as those children are known by name in the kingdom which Christ proclaimed. The church today will have to wrestle for its integrity, for an honesty. What did happen to the children? Was it as simple as disease, or was there some neglect or even abuse that contributed? There's a route that I commonly cycle, and on a bridge deck, on a pedestrian bridge deck, I see every day the words that somebody has painted there, "We were children," along with the hand imprint, which has been commonly come to symbolize the children from those residential schools. And so this is this constant reminder that we need to wrestle for the integrity and the truth about what has happened so that there can be a true reconciliation. We need to have that honesty, that willingness to suffer that Jacob had as he returned home to be reconciled with his brother. Today we honor also St. Maria Goretti, who fought for her purity against an attacker who sought to rape her. And she fought, she wrestled for her purity. She also initiated the reconciliation with her killer, leading to his conversion to Christ and her canonization as a revered child saint of the church. And we are being asked again today to wrestle for reconciliation, whatever reconciliation is needed or will be shown to be needed. And so, brothers and sisters, may we wrestle today for our purity and for the reconciliation that Jesus Christ paid for on our behalf and on behalf of the children.